Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. You don't get to hear Alan's commentary, the morning edition, midday magazine, Vox Pop, things like Medical Monday. All those programs you've come to love and enjoy, unless we pay for it.
That's right, David. I think most of our wonderful listeners understand it, and the lockbox is going great guns. We have about $150,000 to go. We have about a week, a little over a week, to do that in. We make $100,000 a day during the drive, so it would appear to me that we could do this if everybody decides to just do something. You know, in an election, David, if everybody stays home or if one side stays home, it's all about turnout. And it's all about turnout here. I love the people who listen to WAMC because I meet them on the street all the time and they tell me how wonderful the station is. And that's great. I mean, I can't tell you how many people say it's the best in America. So we did this together. It's amazing. It's $1 million a drive. People do what they can. Some people do a little. And Jane Kane said, I'll give you $10,000 if you can do this by the first day of the drive, the first morning of the drive. And we said, well, thank you, Jane. We love you. She didn't want, by the way, her name to be used. But I persuaded her because I think it's great when people know who's given the money, although we'll take it under any condition. Everybody get to the lockbox, WAMC.org or WAMC.org or 1-800-323-9262, extension 0, and somebody will take your call. Thank you all.
Knock that time off the drive, which on air starts Monday, October 17th.
And this election is getting stranger and stranger and stranger. Interesting article in the Times this morning, David, which says that now, for the first time, people in both the Senate and House, the Republicans there, are very concerned because they think Trump is pulling them down and they don't know what to do. If they run against their own guy, they get into real trouble because, of course, there are Trump enthusiasts among them and they will not forget it, the fact that somehow they screwed up Trump's election. Now, look, you got Kelly Ayotte out there in New Hampshire. She makes the unfortunate statement that Trump is a role model for children. Well, she had to walk that back and fast, but that puts her between the traditional rock and the hard place, and she is not, or as we say in the business, ain't alone.
What about editorials, Alan? It's Times article that says the editorials have spoken. Will voters listen?
Well, you know, traditionally people do not listen to the editorials. We know that. It's one of the last things read. Letters to the editor are huge, but editorials, you know, okay, so that's their opinion. I think in this election it's so uniform against Trump, and there are so many of them, that people are impressed by the fact that there really isn't another side on this one that has come out. We are not seeing virtually anybody endorsing Trump. I'm sure there's somebody somewhere, but I haven't seen it. And so that has got to mean something to an awful lot of people because they say there's some alarm going off here.
Big Brother, Yahoo scanned all users' email for terrorist signature to satisfy a secret court order.
Well, I hate secret courts. I think the Constitution's pretty straightforward about having to be confronted by one's accuser publicly. While that doesn't mean, you know, that it's unconstitutional to have secret courts, I hate secret courts. Because what happens is you have a bunch of guys with hoods on their faces. It's very different than if the glare of the public is on them. And so it may be the price of freedom. It may be the price of not being blown up. But I hate it.
We spoke yesterday about Bridgegate in New Jersey and a possible tie to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Well, he has come out strongly and denied he had any connection to the scandal which sought to shut down traffic for the Fort Lee exit in retaliation for a mayor who didn't support New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Well, look, there is fairness and unfairness. I happen to think this is not fair. This testimony was introduced. Somebody else said that Cuomo and Christie had decided to cover up this close down. Cuomo came out and said, absolutely not. Look, I am not a huge Cuomo fan. But I have to say that this hearsay stuff, you know, it can happen to anybody. It is not really kosher to say that we think that this happened. Does it help Cuomo? It doesn't help him. Obviously, there will be people who believe it. I've been getting email from people who believe it. Nevertheless, I just don't think it's right. You can't hold somebody responsible for hearsay on hearsay.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. To the lockbox, everybody, WAMC.org.
We have no choice, David. We've got to keep it going, and we're all in this together.